You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and this podcast is titled Seven of the Best Players to Ever Play for Arsenal Football Club. Each week, we will be going through different clubs from up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. This podcast is sponsored by 7otb.com, which is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. All you've got to do is pick five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and don't forget, one draw. You can play your way to £1 million if you head to 7otb.com. What's coming up on the podcast? Well, we will be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Arsenal. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Arsenal players via At The Football Hour. And also, we'll be going through the winners on 7OTB from last weekend's games. I'll be embarrassing myself by telling you how my predictions last game week scored a miserable 9 points. We will also be walking you through my predictions for week 12. And finally, giving you the opportunity to win a £50 voucher to spend with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, who are the home of original football shirts from around the football world. You can also get 10% discount on any purchase on that website using the code 7OTB. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Arsenal Football Club players. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Jovinho, Shamak, Nicholas Bentner and Emmanuel Abue. We will be focusing on the cream of the Arsenal crop. So we will start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for Arsenal. At number seven in our charts, Mr. David Seaman, signed for £1.3 million in 1990, a British record for a goalkeeper, was thought excessive by some. In hindsight, it's up there with Ian Wright, Steve Bolt, Lee Dixon and Nigel Winterburn as the best money George Graham or any Arsenal manager has ever spent on a player. His skills consisted of sharp reflexes, excellent positional sense, great judgment from crosses and bags of courage. He went on to make 564 appearances for the Gunners and won 4 FA Cups and 4 league titles. A simply magnificent goalkeeper. At number 6 in the chart, Robert Pires. Such a wonderfully technical player, like a ballet dancer, such deft touch of a football. He could curl it. He could occasionally blast it. He could do anything on a football field other than defend. He won the World Cup and Euros in 73 appearances for France and was voted into the PFA Team of the Year on 3 occasions. He managed to win 3 league titles for Arsene Wenger. He was also voted into the PFA Team of the Year 3 times and managed to win 2 league titles under Arsene Wenger. That was our number 6. At number 5, Patrick Vieira. Foreign players often plead for time to settle. And in the Wenger era alone, the likes of Thierry Henry, Marc Overmars, Robert Pires, Thomas Rosicky, Emmanuel Adebayor all needed the luxury of weeks or months before finding somewhere near their top gear. Vieira broke the mould. Almost instantly, the towering Frenchman stamped his authority on the Premier League and alongside Emmanuel Petit swept the Gunners to double glory in his first season. Strong, fast, dynamic, and went to battle with one of the toughest blokes to ever play football, Roy Keane. He dared to challenge the norm. He imposed himself onto the league better than any other foreign player at the time. He is the one Arsenal player that Arsenal could do with in the modern day Arsenal team. He would shake up that soft dressing room. He played 406 times and scored 33 goals, winning 3 leagues and 3 FA Cups. Number 4 in the 7 of the best, Ian Wright. So good, they named him 3 times. The Arsenal legend always found a way to the net, whether it required a sumptuous 30-yard chip or a cheeky toe poke from 2 yards. Wright's repertoire of goals made him one of the finest and most explosive strikers to grace the English game. And, of course, he was a showman. Wright was a force of nature on and off the pitch, assumed the mantle of practical joker in the dressing room, and choreographed a string of rather strange goal celebrations. The man himself was late on the scene in football terms. He signed professional terms for Crystal Palace in August 1985, just 3 months short of his 22nd birthday. It seems strange now, but when he moved to Arsenal in September 1991 for a club record fee of £2.5 million, some questioned the wisdom of the transfer. But 185 goals later, I think he put the pessimism to bed. Number 3 in the chart. Tony Adams, 14 years as captain, 669 appearances and 10 major trophies, including league titles in 3 different decades. It's no surprise that Mr. Arsenal himself is regarded as one of the greatest Gunners players ever. Adams was the ultimate one-club man, a rarity in modern football, and the rock at the heart of the Arsenal defence. He thrived as the leader of the famous back four, developing an instinctive understanding with his centre-back partner Steve Bold and full-backs Lee Dixon and Nigel Winterburn. On an individual level, it's hard to think of a more committed, more gutsy, and more inspirational footballer in Arsenal's history. Tony Adams is our number 3. At number 2, Dennis Bergkamp. Some players elicit admiration, some provide inspiration, and precious few players can do both. Bergkamp was one such individual. His cast iron technique was forged on the youth team training ground at Ajax, and his steely character developed in Inter Milan. But his best years will always belong to Arsenal, scoring 120 goals and providing many more assists. Bergkamp wowed the Highbury crowd. He also scored the greatest Premier League goal in history. Everything Bergkamp did oozed class. His rifle shot with either foot or exploitation of space, the Dutchman was the hub of Arsenal creativity for a decade. Finally, we've come on to the greatest Arsenal player, the greatest Premier League striker I have ever watched, Thierry Henry, Mr. Va-Va-Voom. The Frenchman had marvellous technique, searing pace and surprising strength. And like the typical schoolboy superstar, he did pretty much everything for his team. Henry was the captain, the talisman, the dead ball expert, the penalty taker and the assist maker. He was Arsenal's and France's record goalscorer, and still is. He made every team he played in 3 or 4 times better. He loved to cut in from the right and curl it bottom corner of the net. Every keeper in the world knew it, but they could never stop it. He got a statue outside the Emirates Stadium. He's won the Euros. He's won the World Cup, Premier League, FA Cup, La Liga. He is Arsenal's greatest ever. And that was Arsenal's 7 of the best players of all time. If you, football friends, wish to make your own list of whom you think are Arsenal's greatest 7 players, tweet at the Football Hour using hashtag 70TBAFC. Use the hashtag 70TBAFC and tweet me the list of your 7 greatest Arsenal players if you don't agree with my list. Now, moving on, should we have a look at some of the biggest winners on 7ofthebest.com from the previous game weeks? I am, football friends, in love with this story.
Mary is in her 60s
and a 7OTB fan and was Week 10's individual winner,
making Mary
£250.
She has
been playing football games from a very early age, saying, "I used to play the football pools. I had a copy of my grandmother's 8 crosses from her copy coupon to the main one as her eyesight wasn't too good. There would be hell on if I made a mistake in the football pools that which she asked me to do. This was in the 1950s. I don't think perm hairstyles had been invented then. Her dream was to win a first dividend, but she never did. But now won the individual £250 prize, saying, I am delighted to have won £250 with 7OTB, my favourite football predictor site. Everyone should have a go because you just might win like I did. So, the unexpected happens. 7OTB adds even more excitement to the thrills and the spills of the football weekend. What a brilliant story. Another brilliant story from 7OTB. Week 11's individual winner was Steve. Big well done, Steve. It didn't just end there for Steve, though. His team, the Fundraisers, also won £700 in the weekly team competition. This money he and his teammates won is going towards his Sunday league team and back into grassroots football. Well, I love that. As you could tell, Steve was in a very good mood. He has got in touch with the podcast and said, "Once again, 7OTB has made my Monday bearable. Brill news on the double. We're just in the middle of changing the whole setup for the lads, which also involves a change of name to Steel City Rangers. So, had to replace all the kit, including training gear, tracksuits and coats, with the new badge, which, to be honest, could have been impossible without playing 7OTB. So his new team, Steel City Rangers, has been changed for the better by 7OTB. He says Anne will be over the moon because now it also means she can push on with organising the Christmas party. On a personal note, is a very welcome £250 towards decorating our extension, which has become one big money pit. Roll on next Saturday. Happy days." Well, Steve and everyone at Steel City Rangers, big congratulations on winning Week 11's individual prize, Steve, and the team prize with the fundraisers. I love that. Those were the winners from last week. I, however, was certainly not a winner. These are my results from last week. I got City right. They were my home team banker, and they scored me 5 points. But then I went for Chelsea to beat Palace. Well, we all know what happened. Palace won 2-1. I went for Spurs at home to Bournemouth, so they got me 3 points. There's the home win. But then again, I went for Borough. Gary Monk letting me down again. 2-2 against Barnsley. I went for a draw. And what happened here? Chef Wed. I was thinking they're playing Bolton. They're going to win. No way. Bolton win 2-1. Then, my football team, Leeds United, not only let me down when not getting the 3 points for the championship table, they lost me points on 7OTB by losing 1-0 to Reading when I went for a home win. Finally, I went for a draw. Wolves versus Aston Villa. Guess what? Wolves 2-0. For my week 12 predictions, I don't know why anyone would listen after listening to that, but this is my week 12 predictions. I've gone for Man United to come back after that boring 0-0 draw against Liverpool to beat Huddersfield away. Then my banker, everyone's banker at the moment, Manchester City. They're playing at home to Lancashire rivals Burnley. I've gone for them, of course, Man City. Then I've gone for Newcastle to beat Palace at home. Then I've gone for Villa to beat Fulham. Fulham aren't doing too well at the moment. Barnsley, I think, are going to lose at home to Hull. Sheffield United are going to beat Reading after beating Leeds United last week. And my draw this week on 7OTB, Ipswich Town versus Norwich City. Bit of a derby there. I'm going for a little bit of a draw. To enter your predictions, head to 7OTB.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week selections. It's free to enter and you can try and win your way to £1 million. Follow at 7OTB Football for the latest stats to help you decide which teams to pick. Finally, to end the podcast, we are giving you a weekly competition. To enter the competition for a free £50 classic shirt voucher, just sign up to 7otb.com and register, then head to 7 of the Best Facebook page. Leave your username in the comments selection under the Arsenal 7OTB article. Do you want me to tell you again how to enter the competition? Okay, listen up, football friends. To enter the comp for a free £50 classic football shirt voucher, just sign up at 7otb.com and register, then head to the 7 of the Best Facebook page and leave your username in the comments section under the Arsenal 7OTB article. If you don't win the voucher, you can also use the code 7OTB when you're buying your classic football shirt and you'll get a 10% discount. But try and enter the £50 competition, which I've just told you about. Now we must finish the podcast. If you want to sign up, you know where to go. www.7otb.com. Follow them on Twitter at 7OTB Football. And finally, next week, we will be doing Newcastle United's 7 of the Best next week on this very podcast. So, Newcastle fans, get excited for that. Thank you so much for listening to the Football Hour. 7 of the best players to play for Arsenal. Congratulations to all the winners from 7OTB last week and the previous weeks. You know where to head if you want to set up your 7 of the best account and enter that competition to win a £50 classic football shirt voucher. Thank you for listening. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour, sponsored by 7 of the best.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.